This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The state's largest herring fishery opened yesterday in Bristol Bay. KDLG's Mike Mason has more.
The Togiak Sacro Herring Fishery officially opened up Sunday night at 6 after biologists with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game spotted enough herring in the district to warrant the commercial fishery. Tim Sands is the area management biologist. He was on the aerial survey Sunday morning. He says they saw a lot of herring still moving into the Togiak district.
Kind of how we typically see them along Cape Constantine and into Kalukuk Bay, and then along the west side of Togiak Bay and up the middle into Togiak Bay. And kind of what we generally see is that's what the first place the fish go to, and they kind of go in there and mature and then spill from there to different spots where they'll start spawning.
Sands confirms that no herring spawn was spotted Sunday, and he believes it's working out to allow fishermen the opportunity to get to the fish before they spawn out.
It worked out really well. You know, the fact that we saw those fish on Thursday when they were just coming in, we were able to give everybody a heads up that we'd probably be opening up today. If we hadn't missed those fish on Thursday, we would have been kind of surprised by how much we saw there today.
It appears the vast majority of the fishing fleet was not on the ground Sunday morning. Sand says he saw an estimated 10 tenders and maybe a couple of fishing vessels. By opening the fishery up Sunday night, it allows the processors and their fishermen to look around and test the herring to get the best quality roe. Sands confirms the Alaska Department of Fish and Game does not test fish in the Togiak District.
I wouldn't expect really that they find much in the way of marketable quality fish until Tuesday or Wednesday, but this gives them the opportunity to look around.
The Togiak Sacro Herring Fishery includes two gear types. The gillnet fishery is open until further notice. The purse seine fishery is open until Wednesday night at 10. Sands confirms that this year they're opening up an additional area for the gillnet fleet to fish.
We never really started the season with this, having the gillnetters with some area west of Right Hand Point, but invariably we always end up doing that, so I thought we'd just kind of preemptively do it, especially with the forecast for Tuesday, which is, you know, Tuesday is probably when they'll really start fishing, Tuesday or Wednesday, so we want to make sure that both gear types have area that's fishable based on the weather.
So far, there are 6 seafood processors registered to buy herring from the Togiak fishery, which features a quota of over 27.8 thousand tons. There's speculation the price could be down to between $50 to $65 a ton, so it's unclear how many fishermen will actually make the commitment to fish this year. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.
The Skagway ferry dock is still resting on the seafloor after sinking on Thursday, and state ferry service to the small Southeast Alaska community has been put on hold for 2 weeks. State Department of Transportation officials say they're working on a salvage and repair plan, but don't know the extent of damage to the dock. The dock started sinking overnight Wednesday, and by early Thursday was totally submerged at high tide. DOT engineers have been on site and have not yet determined a cause. DOT spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says once a plan is set, the department will issue a request for proposals so work can begin immediately to recover and repair the dock. He says a diver will inspect for damage after the dock has been refloated.
We've removed all the fuel that was to the fuel lines that ran onto the dock, and we removed the hydraulic oil that was in the mechanism that raises and lowers the ramp. And so we basically have removed all contaminants from the dock, but we still have an oil boom deployed just as a precautionary measure.
The 160-foot by 120-foot dock is comprised of 24 individual concrete chambers that have all been inspected within the last year with no indication of wear, Woodrow says. All state ferries to Skagway have been canceled for 2 weeks. A coalition of Fairbanks residents and community groups in Alaska's two biggest cities have filed a civil lawsuit against the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The groups call on the EPA to force the state to produce a plan addressing pollution in the Fairbanks North Star borough. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports a deadline for an improvement plan was due in December 2012, but has been repeatedly pushed back. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.